The previous Mishnah introduced the invalidating intention of pigul. Pigul is when one performs one of the services with the intention that the continuation of the procedure of bringing the korban be performed beyond its time limit. So if, for example, one performs the kmitza, which is when he takes a handful of 3 fingers of flour, and he takes that with the intention of burning that flour on the Mizbeach after the end of that day. Or if he has the intention that the remaining part of the flour be eaten after that night. That would give this korban the status of pigul, such that if somebody ate any of the flour of that korban, he would be liable to the punishment of kores. Now, in the standard case of pigul, there are 2 different parts. There is the matir, which is a service which is done to allow another service to be performed. And pigul is always where you have a particular intention whilst performing the service which is a matir regarding the service which is coming next, which you are allowing to occur. For example, one is not able to eat the remaining part of the flour until the koimetz has been burnt on the mizbeach. So burning on the mizbeach and really all of the 4 services are considered to be a matir for the act of eating the rest of the flour. So pigul would come about via having a intention of chutz lizmanoi, of performing the particular part of the procedure beyond its time limit. In this case, of eating the rest of the flour beyond its time limit, you have that intention whilst performing one of the 4 services, which is a matir for eating. And the rule was taught in the previous Mishnah that the korban will gain the status of pigul only if there is no other invalidating intention when performing the 4 services, when performing the matir. And this Mishnah asks, hey, that lekorban matir mitzvah, what would an example be where the matir was not bought according to the way that it needs to be bought and carried out, and that means that there was an additional invalidating intention as well as the invalidating intention which gives the status of pigul, i.e. of chutzes manoi, of intending to eat it beyond the time limit. Komatz chutzim koimoi, if he performed the kmitza, where he took the 3-finger handful with an intention of chutzim koimoi, of eating the rest of the flour outside of the area limit, meaning outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, or he has the intention to burn the part of the flour which is burnt on the Mizbeach, he has the intention to do that elsewhere. And he put the flour into the utensil and transported it to the Mizbeach and burnt it on the Mizbeach chutzes manoi, with an intention of chutzes manoi, of doing it beyond the time limit. Or he performed the kmitza, he took the handful with an intention of chutzes manoi, of eating the flour or burning the flour beyond its time limit, and he put the flour of the hand of the koimetz into a utensil and transported it to the mizbeach and burnt on the mizbeach with an intention of chutzim koimoi, doing the continuation of the procedure outside of its area limit. Or if he performed all 4 services with an intention of doing the next part of the procedure, i.e. eating the remaining part of the flour, or for the first 3 services, that could also include an intention regarding the burning of the koimetz on the mizbeach. He has an intention of doing it in the wrong place. Now, there are 9 different types of korban mincha, and 2 of them are types of korban chatos. And we learned at the beginning of this perek that a korban chatos, whose service was performed with a intention of being for the sake of a different korban, that would totally invalidate the korban chatos. And so the Mishnah says, Minchas Chayti, Minchas Kanois, these are the 2 types of Korban Mincha, which are considered a Korban Chatos. They're a type of Korban Chatos, Shekamotzen Shlei Lishmon, if he took the handful for the sake of it being for a different Korban, that was the intention that he had, V'nosen Bakli V'edech V'hekter, and he put the flour of the Koimetz, the handful, into a utensil, and transported it to the Mizbeach, and burnt it on the Mizbeach, Chutzes Manon, with the intention of Chutzes Manoi. Or if he took the handful chutzes manon with the intention of chutzes manoi beyond the time limit, and he performed the remaining 3 services not for the sake of a korban chatos, or he performed all 4 services for the sake of it being a different type of korban, these are all examples where the 4 services were not all carried out according to the way that they are supposed to be carried out, meaning there was an invalidating intention apart from the intention of chutzes manoi. If he has the intention, lechol kazayis b'chutz, to eat the size of an olive of the remaining part of the flour outside of the courtyard, v'dok kazayis l'mochar, and he has the intention to eat the size of an olive of the remaining part of the flower the next day. So again, he has an intention of chutzim koimai and of chutzim manai, eating it beyond its area limit and beyond its time limit, gzais l'mocher, gzais l'chutz. Or first he has the intention of eating the size of an olive of it the next day, and then he has the intention of eating the size of an olive of it outside of the courtyard, kechatzi zayis b'chutz or kechatzi zayis l'mocher, or if he has the intention to eat half the size of an olive outside and half the size of an olive the next day, or kechatzi zayis l'mocher, kechatzi zayis b'chutz. First he has the intention of eating half the size of an olive the next day, and then he has the intention of eating half the size of an olive the outside of the courtyard. In all of these cases, posel, the korban would be invalidated, but ve'ein by kores, the punishment of kores would not apply to somebody who eats the flour, because it does not have the status of pigel, since there are other things invalidating the korban other than the intention of chutzis manoi. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues, just like Rabbi Yehuda we saw in Masechet Zevachim argued, Rabbi Yehuda argues over here as well. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, it's not so simple. If the kohen had the invalidating intention of chutzis manoi before the invalidating intention of chutzim koimai, of doing part of the procedure outside of its area limit, then pigel v'chorem lav kores. It would be considered pigel, and one who eats it would be liable to kores. Only if v'machshavas ha'mokrim kol v'machshavas ha'zman, if the invalidating intention of chutzim koimai preceded the invalidating intention of chutzim zmanoi, then posel would be invalid v'ein b'kores without the punishment of kores. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first invalidating intention is what fixes the status of the korban. And we don't care if there was another reason to invalidate the korban once there was already the invalidating intention of chutzis manoi. However, the chachom argue, the chachom say, zev or zev posel in b'kores. In either case, it would be invalid, and the punishment of kores would not apply, since there is an additional invalidating intention other than chutzis manoi. Now, if somebody has the intention, lechol kachatzi zayis, to eat the size of half of an olive, either chutzis manoi or chutzim koimoi, ulahakta kachatzi zayis, and in addition to that, he has the intention to burn the koimets, but only half the size of an olive of the koimets. He has the intention to do so, either chutzis manoi or chutzim koimoi, says the Mishnah kosher, the korban remains valid, she'enachil vakdoi mitztorifin, because intentions regarding the eating of the rest of the flour and intention regarding the burning of the koimets of the flour cannot combine. And intentions regarding less than the size of an olive are considered irrelevant and insignificant. Paragraph Mishnah Aleph. The standard case of pigel is where one has the intention whilst performing a service which is considered to be a matir, something which allows another part of the procedure to be performed. If when performing the matir, one has the intention to perform that other part of the procedure beyond its time limit, then this would be considered pigel. The discussion of this Mishnah is what happens if whilst performing a particular matir, one has the intention to perform an additional matir, an additional service which is also required for the next part of the procedure to take place, he intends to perform that beyond its time limit. And the Mishnah will show an example, but first the Mishnah introduces, one who takes the three-finger handful of flour from the korban mincha with the intention of eating the remaining part of the flour or with the intention of burning that handful of flour the next day. That's chutzis manoi, beyond its time limit. Rabbi Yossi certainly agrees in this case that the korban will be considered pigel v'chironov kores, and one will be liable to the punishment of kores if he eats any part of that korban. That is indeed a standard case of pigel. But what happens if when he is performing the kmitza, the taking of the handful of flour, he has the intention, lahakter levinos on a mochar, to burn its frankincense the next day? The frankincense is a certain substance which originates from the sap which comes out of a tree, and it's supposed to be some sort of acidic substance, and once it comes out of the tree, it turns into, if it's left for a bit, it turns into granules. Small pieces, and this, some of the levaina, this substance called frankincense, is applied to the top of the flour before a handful of the flour is taken, and then a handful of the flour is taken, not including the frankincense at all, and then the frankincense, interestingly, is then taken off of the flour and burnt on the mizbeach together with the koimets of the flour. Now, in order for the remaining part of the flour to be eaten by koyanim, two things are necessary. Firstly, the koimets of flour needs to be burnt on the mizbeach, and secondly, the levoina, the frankincense, needs to be burnt on the mizbeach. So both of those services are considered to be a matir, something which allows the next part of the procedure, i.e. the eating of the rest of the flour, to be performed. So in this case, he performs one of the materium, one of the services which is allowing for the next part of the procedure, with the intention of performing the other mater, the other service of burning the levina, which is also a mater, of performing that beyond its time limit. Rabbi Yossi says, Pasul v'ein b'kares, the Koran would be invalid, and this is only midrabbonon, but it was not considered to be a pigle according to Rabbi Yossi, and therefore there would be no punishment of kares. Midrabbonon is quite similar to a case of pigles, so therefore it's invalid. But strictly speaking, this is not considered to be pigle according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, pigle is only if you have the intention of performing the next part of the procedure, which itself is not a mater beyond its time limit. On the other hand, the Chachomim say pigle v'chayon lav kares is considered to be pigle. Anyone who eats any of the flour would be liable to the punishment of kares, because the only thing necessary for fulfilling this condition for it to be pigle is that the service that you are performing whilst having this intention is a mater. Now, it should be noted that even according to the Chachomim, having an intention regarding a totally different mater, which has nothing to do with this particular item, would generally not turn it into pigle. And over here, the frankincense is a totally different substance, which has nothing to do with the flour. However, the Chachomim hold that since the frankincense was added to the flour before the handful of flour was taken, so that makes the entire flour together with the frankincense considered to be like one entity, such that the intention whilst performing one of them regarding the other one would turn it all into pigle. Omrulai, the Chachom said Rabbi Yossi, Mashon Azomin Azevach. What is the difference between here and a animal korban? You also agree that if somebody performs one of the four services with the intention of offering up the parts of the korban which are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach beyond the time limit, if one does that, then you also agree that the korban would be invalidated as pigle, even though the burning of those parts of the korban on the Mizbeach is also considered to be a mater. That is what allows the rest of the korban, the meat, to be eaten. So you also agree that if one has the intention whilst performing one mater that he's going to perform another mater beyond its time limit, that it turns the korban into pigle. Amar Rabbi Yossi said back to them, there's a big difference. She'az zevach, because regarding the animal korban over there, domay over sorry ve'imrov echad, its blood and its meat and the parts of the animal's insides which are burnt on the mizbeach, they're all one. They're all part of the same animal. Whereas over here, levoina in a menamincha. Over here, the frankincense is not part of the flower at all. So you've got an intention regarding something which is totally different, and in that case, there would be no pigle. Mr. Bates, on Shavuos, there are two sheep which are bought as the korban musaf of that day. And together with the sheep, there are also shtei alechem. There's two loaves of bread which accompany that korban, that offering, although the bread itself is eaten by the kohanim and it is not burnt on the mizbeach at all. That is one topic which is going to be discussed in this Mishnah. Another topic which is going to be discussed is the lechem aponim. This is the 12 loaves of bread which are placed on the stacked table in the Beis HaMikdash building, the shulchan. And on the shulchan were also placed two spoonfuls of levoina, of frankincense. Those granules, the small pieces which originate from the sap of a tree. And every Shabbos, those 12 loaves are taken out of the Beis HaMikdash building. They're taken off of the shulchan and replaced with 12 new loaves. And the loaves from the previous week would be given to the kohanim to eat, but they're only allowed to eat it once those two spoonfuls of levoina, of frankincense, have been burnt on the mizbeach. It says in the Mishnah, Shochat Shnei Chavosim, if a kohen slaughtered the two sheep which are brought as the korban musaf for Shavuos, with the intention, Lechol achas menachalos lamachar, to eat one of the two loaves of bread the next day, beyond its time limit. So the slaughtering of the two sheep, that is considered to be a mater for the eating of the loaves. So that particular loaf which he had the intention regarding will certainly be considered to be pigle. The question is, what about the other loaf? Or hekter shnei bozichin, if on Shabbos the kohen burnt the two spoonfuls of frankincense on the mizbeach with the intention lechol echem nastorim lemachar, to eat one of the sets of loaves the next day. The 12 loaves were split into two halves. So he has intentionally one of the to eat half of the loaves the next day. Rabbi Yossi says, Osa achalav, osa asedish chishav alav, that particular loaf or that particular half of the 12 loaves regarding which he had the intention of eating chutz lizmanai, so that would be considered pigle, the chayav and olav kares. Anyone who eats any of those loaves or of that loaf, he would be liable to the punishment of Kares. However, the Hasheni, the second loaf or the second half of the 12 loaves, possible, it's only invalid, midrabbanan, but according to the strict letter of the law, it's not pigal, and therefore certainly one would not be liable to the punishment of Kares. However, the Chachomim say, no, we look at all of the loaves as being part of one big unit, one group, and therefore zevozeh pigal v'chamav kares, all of the loaves would be considered pigal, and if one ate it, would be liable to kares. Nitmeis achs v'nachalas, what happens if one of the loaves of bread becomes tomei? Oyechem nasadorim, or one half of the 12 loaves becomes tomei. So obviously that is invalid, and it needs to be burnt, like any holy item or carbon which becomes invalidated. The question is, what about the remaining loaves? Rabbi Huda says, shneim yetzel v'es hasreifa. Both the loaves, or both halves of the 12 loaves, needs to be taken out to the area where invalid korbanos are burnt. And Rabbi Huda's reason is interesting. She'ein korban tzibur choluk. Because anything being bought as part of a public korban cannot be split up. The exact amount which the Torah said needs to be used, needs to be there and be fully valid. And Rabbi Huda doesn't actually have a source for this. But he heard it from his teachers, and therefore he is passing this on. But Chachom and the Chachom say, we have no such tradition, and therefore we go with what should be logical, that HaTomei B'Tomasai, the Tomei loaf is indeed Tomei and needs to be burnt, but the HaTohar, the remaining loaves which are pure, Ye'ochel, they can be eaten by the Kohanim, and we don't look at all of the loaves as being strictly one group, so much that if part of it is missing, then the rest of it cannot be eaten. Mishnah Gimel, a korban todah is a particular sacrifice which one brings to thank Hashem for being saved from dangerous situations. And to accompany that korban, he is obligated to bring 40 loaves. 40 loaves are a mixture of different types of bread and matzah. And the loaves are there in order to accompany the main part of the korban, which is the actual animal. The animal is considered to be the main part of the korban, and the loaves are secondary to the main korban, and they're just really accompanying it. And because of that, ha-toidah, if the korban toidah becomes pigal, then mefageles salechem, it makes the loaves of bread also gain that status of pigal. Whereas v'halechem ein mefageles ha-toidah, if the loaves become pigal, that would not make the animal being brought as the korban also pigal. Kate said, what is the explanation of that? Ha-sheichet ha-toidah le'echol menel mochar. If somebody slaughters the animal being brought as the korban toidah with the intention of eating it the next day, then he v'alechem mefugalin, both the animal itself plus all of the loaves would become pigal. However, if he slaughters it with the intention le'echol na'alechem l'machar, to eat the loaves of bread or some of the loaves the next day, then halechem mefugal, the loaves of bread would become pigal. V'atoydeh mefugales. However, the korban toydeh, the animal itself, would not become pigal, because even if the secondary thing became pigal, that should not have an effect on the main part of the korban. On a similar note, hakvosim, the sheep which are brought as the korban musaf on Shavuos, mefaglen salechem, that would give the status of pigal to the two loaves of bread which accompany those two sheep, v'halechem and mefaglen salechem. However, the two loaves would not give the status of pigal to the sheep. Kate said, what's the explanation? Hashreichet zakvosim lechol mehen lemochar, if he slaughters the sheep with the intention to eat the sheep the next day, beyond its time limit, then heim v'halechem mefugalim, both the animal plus the loaves of bread which are accompanying it would be considered pigal. However, lechol min alechol machar, if he slaughtered it with the intention of eating the loaves of bread the next day, then halechem mefugal, the bread would become pigal. But that cannot have an effect on the entire korban, which is more primary v'hakvosim mefugalim, and therefore the sheep, the animal itself, would not become pigal, and it would still be considered valid.